Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It has now been about a month since the law took effect that last year was passed by the Democrat-controlled state legislature and signed into law by Governor Whitmer to revoke right to work in Michigan. This is the first time since states started adopting right-to-work laws in the 1940s that any state has reversed itself on the issue. Right-to-work means that workers cannot be forced to join a labor union to accept a job. If Governor Whitmer is serious about trying to grow Michigan's jobs and population, why didn't her panel focus on the positive outcomes of enacting right-to-work legislation? For the 35-year period from 1977 through 2012, total employment in right-to-work states rose by more than 100%. In states that did not have right-to-work laws, total employment only increased by less than half that rate. Further, the compensation levels in right-to-work states rose by a greater percentage than they did in states that did not have right-to-work. While Michigan was losing automotive jobs before it enacted right-to-work legislation in 2012, right-to-work states such as South Carolina, Alabama, Texas, and Tennessee added jobs in this industry. When Michigan adopted right-to-work legislation 12 years ago, the exodus of Michigan workers to other right-to-work states slowed down. Some jobs even returned to Michigan. So why are politicians in Lansing so insistent on once again destroying Michigan jobs? By the way, the revocation of right to work in Michigan only applies to private sector jobs. The Supreme Court Janus decision in 2018 decided that public employees cannot be required to join a union as a condition of holding a public job. This standard applies nationwide. Right to work does not prohibit union membership. Before the Michigan legislature passed a law to get rid of it in Michigan, unions in Michigan had tried harder to provide real services to their members instead of to union bosses. Now that incentive for unions to serve private sector workers has been revoked. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.